Hear today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Like something straight out of a summer sci-fi movie, scientists have successfully transferred memories between the brains of two different living creatures. But before you get too excited or scared, the researchers use snails, which are not exactly thought to be brain powerhouses. And results published in the journal eNeuro, a term of neurobiologists at the University of California, Los Angeles, used two groups of snails. One group was trained using mild electric shocks, while the other snails were untouched. The snails that had been sensitized to the shocks showed enhanced reflexes to any outside stimulation. Their skin would constantly contract upon being touched, expecting to be shocked again. The snails that had not been shocked showed no reaction to being touched. That all changed when scientists took ribonucleic acid, or RNA, from the nervous system of the jolted snails and injected it into their untouched brethren. RNA acts as a messenger for DNA, and one day after the procedure, the snails that had never been shocked nonetheless reacted to an external stimuli with heightened reflexes and caution. So what does this experiment have to do with people? The study's lead author said if the RNA created new memories in the simple brains of snails, scientists can see if it sheds light on the creation of memory in the human brain. This could lead to breakthroughs to the treatment of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and PTSD. It might not lead to you downloading a friend's memory of the wonderful date he had last night, but it might help us hold on to the memories we cherish most, our own. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.